Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our text is taken from the intro from David's words in Psalm 23. You may be seated. In his poem, Invictus, William Ernest Henley writes these words: "Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." What arrogance. Contrast that with the words of David in Psalm 23, where David says that the Lord is his shepherd, that the Lord guides him, that the Lord is his master and his captain. Or consider these lines from the hymn, "For All the Saints," which address the Lord: "Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou their captain in the well-fought fight." Who is the master of your fate? Who is the captain of your soul? Who shepherds you through this life? It is Good Shepherd Sunday, where we consider Jesus' description of himself as the shepherd that we, his sheep, are to listen to, the shepherd who lays down his life for us, the shepherd who brings us into the sheep pen of eternal life. He is not like those other false shepherds who only seek their own gain, who kill, who destroy. He is not like the hired hand who runs away when trouble comes along, when he sees the flock threatened, who's only looking out for himself. Our good shepherd protects us, his flock. He lays down his life for us. He gives us life as an undeserved gift. Which brings us to Psalm 23, that most beloved psalm. And in it we find another picture of Christ, the Good Shepherd, and his church. And brothers and sisters, this psalm is fulfilled today in our hearing. The Lord is our shepherd. He has led us today to the green pastures of his church. It is here that we, like sheep feeding on sweet, fresh grass, feed upon the holy word of God. It is food for our souls. We are to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest that word, the life-giving food, the food of God's word. And as he has led you to the still waters of baptism, so he has led Charlotte and Madeline to those same waters. He has led them here through you, their parents, through grandparents, through sponsors, through all of God's people, even through me. He has led these little ones to the life-giving water of holy baptism. In this water, they have been gifted with faith in their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In this water, they have been given the Holy Spirit. In this water, they have been called by our Lord as his dear children. The Good Shepherd has become their good shepherd. He promises to continue to feed them with his word. He promises to remind them of their baptisms, to bring this miracle of baptism that has happened here to their mind. And as they came to baptism through you, so he will do this work through you as well. He works through you to bring up these children to fear, love, and trust in God alone. He works through you to bring them to God's house, to teach them his word. He works through you to teach them so that they too might come to the Lord's Supper, to the feast of his body and blood. Godly parents are God's gift to their children. And this is the promise that all of us have been given in baptism. It is God who instituted baptism. It is God who is at work in baptism. Not me, not you, not the baptized person themselves. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord leads me beside the still waters. The Lord restores my soul. Baptism defines who we are. It defines us as God's people, as God's children. We are God's sheep because God said so. Remembering our baptism reminds us of that. Baptism indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new person should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. In baptism, God has restored your soul. Our lives have been reclaimed by God, ripped from the steely death grip of Satan that he had on us. And now our Good Shepherd leads us on paths of righteousness through his name. He leads us away from sin and death and leads us to righteousness and life. But why? Why must he continue to lead us? Why do we need him to do this? It is because even though we are baptized, each of us still walks through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 23 is frequently used to comfort the dying and the mourning, and so it should. But it speaks to us now, today, for we are all dying. We are all walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Death surrounds us, and none of us knows how long that walk through the valley will be. Yet we do not fear death. We fear no evil, for our Lord is with us. Our Good Shepherd walks with us. He comforts us with his words of promise. Jesus Christ has already walked through the valley of the shadow of death for us. He has walked through death and utterly defeated it. He, the author of life, allowed himself to die so that he could lead you, his baptized children, through death into eternal life. He will bring you through death into the resurrection of the dead. The psalm says that we have been anointed with oil. This was done to kings and priests to mark them for their service to God. And so we are no longer mere sheep in God's eyes, but we are kings and priests. We are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We are brothers and sisters of the King and the High Priest, Jesus Christ our Lord. And as such, we are invited to dine in his presence. Even though our mortal enemies of this world, our sinful flesh and Satan, still plague us, even though we were once enemies of God, God sets a table in our midst. He sets this table, this altar. He gives us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink. In this cup is the New Testament of his blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. It overflows with mercy for you. Psalm 23 is a depiction of our lives as God's children. Life with our Good Shepherd bringing us to the green pastures of his word, baptizing us in the still waters, restoring our souls in these waters, leading us in his ways through his word. Now in this life, we need not fear death or evil, for Christ comforts us. He nurtures us with his word and at his table. With the Lord as our shepherd, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the shepherd's house forever. Do you see what a contrasting picture this psalm paints against that painted by the rest of the world? The picture poetically drawn by the words of Henley in our introduction? Oh, you may well see yourself as the master of your fate, as the captain of your soul. But wouldn't it be better if the Lord were those things? For how will you guide yourself through the valley of the shadow of death? How will you navigate the dangerous, deadly waters of this life? How will you deal with your own sinfulness? You cannot, but the Lord can, and the Lord does. Jesus calms the turbulent waters of this world and replaces them with the still waters of holy baptism. He leads you away from chaos and evil into the green pastures of his church. He invites you to come regularly to the services of God's house, that you may be fed with his word and his body and his blood. He transforms the valley of death's shadow into the brightness of his resurrection. He takes you, God's enemy, and makes you God's friend. He spreads his table before you. He dines with you. The Lord desires to be your shepherd. He promises to be faithful to you, even if you are not faithful to him. He promises only goodness from his hand and never evil. He promises to give you life, even in the midst of death. These are things you cannot do for yourselves. These are things only God can do and things he promises to do. So let us continually heed the voice of our good shepherd. As we remember our baptisms, let us continue to feed on his word and his body and his blood. Let us be led by our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.